From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. U.S. and European stocks surged Tuesday, rebounding from the huge sell-off in recent days, even as China led another slump in Asian markets. New York markets jumped 2% in midday trading. Key stock averages in Europe ended even higher, with the market in Frankfurt closing ahead 5%. But Shanghai plummeted 7.6%. Its main index dropped sharply when the market opened, but then rebounded at one point to being down about 4%. Japan's Nikkei index closed down about 4%, while Hong Kong's Hang Seng rallied in the final hour to finish just ahead in positive territory. Beijing's central bank cut its benchmark lending rate by a quarter of a percentage point to 4.6%. It was its fifth cut since November. French prosecutors announced Tuesday that they have launched a terrorism investigation into last week's armed assault on a high-speed train traveling between Amsterdam and Paris. Paris prosecutor Frederic Mollen said the man detained in connection with the attack, Ayoub El-Khazani, was being investigated for attempted murder in connection with a terrorist enterprise. Mollen said the 25-year-old Moroccan watched a radical Islamist video on his phone moments before he started walking through the train with an assault rifle, pistol, numerous rounds of ammunition, and a box cutter. Khazani was subdued by three Americans, one of whom was injured, and a Briton. Another man, a Franco-American who tried to wrestle away Khazani's assault rifle, was shot and remains hospitalized. This is VOA News.